Good morning. I'm often asked by parents, what is the best way for us to inspire our children to become decent and responsible citizens? In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses refers to the Torah as a joyful song and then goes on to describe the teaching of Jewish values by saying, put them in people's mouths. I would have understood an instruction to put such values in people's consciousness or their hearts, but why their mouths? A great 20th century British scholar, Rabbi Eliyahu Desler, explained this with the analogy of feeding an infant. As any parent knows, if you try to force-feed the child, the food will be rejected. Rather, one needs to make the eating experience pleasant and even exciting. Once the child has voluntarily accepted the food, it's now up to them to swallow it. I've come across many people who resent having been coerced into religious observance. Truly transformational experiences, religious or otherwise, enable conviction and passion to come from within. Instead of trying to impose values on others, it is better to inspire them so that they choose, of their own accord, to be upright and responsible citizens. The most inspirational day on the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, takes place this evening and tomorrow. In biblical times, worshippers on this day would gather in their thousands at the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. It was the only occasion on which the high priest would enter the sanctuary of the Holy of Holies, where he would pray for his family, his tribe, and for everyone. It was a dramatic spectacle which inspired all present to prostrate themselves before God. The experience had a singular purpose, to motivate those present to choose a life of service and piety of their own accord. Today, Yom Kippur recreates that special atmosphere in our synagogues with stirring prayer services in the heart of vibrant communities, the experience of which will be particularly appreciated this year after a long absence due to COVID. But most of all, Yom Kippur remains a profoundly moving day of fasting and introspection, which retains the very same purpose as the spectacle of service at the temple, to prompt us to re-evaluate our lives and give us a conviction to change ourselves and the world around us for the better. It's a wonderful example of a life-changing experience, precisely because it is not instructional, but experiential. For education is at its finest when it is not taught, but caught.